Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
It's a stunning comment if it's true. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says there may be more people living in modern-day slavery now than at any other time in history. Nearly 21 million people sold for labor or the sex trade, mostly women and young girls. And according to its annual report, the U.S. State Department says 17 countries are doing almost nothing to fight human trafficking and may even be complicit. Philip Martin is a senior investigative reporter for our partner WGBH. He recently embarked on a project chronicling the relationship between sex tourism and sex trafficking from Thailand to our doorstep. And it's taken him across the world talking to police, UN members, and victims of sex trafficking. He joins us from Hanoi. And just a warning, this is a conversation about sex trafficking. Some of the stories are a little tough to listen to. Philip, thanks for joining us.
Celeste, how are you?
You know, I wanted to play you another comment that Hillary Clinton made. And I want to find out what your response is. Take a listen to her comment here.
I think labeling this for what it is, slavery, has brought it to another dimension.
She's talking about using the word slavery instead of trafficking. First of all, how controversial is that labeling and how does it help?
Actually, you find dozens of activists here in Vietnam and in Thailand, where I was just a couple of days ago, who absolutely agree with that. They, in fact, believe the term human trafficking is confusing and that it's politicized and that the term slavery is an accurate account of what's happening on fishing boats, for example, in the Gulf of Thailand, what's happening on the borders of Thailand and Laos and Burma, some of what's happening in, as you mentioned in your introduction, in tourism sites across Thailand and across Southeast Asia. They believe that what's happening is indeed slavery. And the term modern day slavery is one which they say they have no use for because they see it as a continuation of slavery. That it's never stopped. It's simply that we are shocked by its existence.
Well, in looking into this subject, why did you focus on Thailand, Philip?
We were looking at ads that appear in newspapers around the country that by now we're all familiar with, in the Village Voice, Backpage.com, so on and so forth, featuring salacious photos of largely Asian women. And when we started looking at it closer, we found out that in regard to human trafficking in the United States, that many foreign victims are in fact of Thai origin. Others are to a much smaller degree of Vietnamese origin. And then there are also Cambodians and Chinese.
We're speaking with Philip Martin, a senior investigative reporter for our partner WGBH. And I wanted to play something that you heard from a 13-year-old that you talked about, a victim of sex trafficking. Take a listen.
They will ask me to go with them to do the oral sex. And I do it for some people. They never tell me where they're from, which city they're from. Mostly elder men. Sometimes there's some middleman to arrange everything, and sometimes I just go by myself.
What happened to this young boy? How did he end up involved in this trade? And is his story relatively typical?
His story is very typical. You have a very confusing situation in places like Thailand, where to a degree there is something that's called voluntary prostitution, but not when it comes to children. And there are lots of children on the streets of tourist towns throughout Thailand. This was in Pattaya, which is on the Gulf of Thailand. And it's a tourist site, attracts lots of Westerners, Asian tourists as well, those from the Middle East. And many of these people come to prey on young people, young boys and girls. And what happened to this young man was that he is now in a shelter that's set up by volunteers, Thai volunteers, I should add, who run it. There's an anti-trafficking organization in Pattaya that's run by a man by the name of Kunja, and he has basically taken dozens of kids under his wings to try to get them off the streets of these tourist towns where they are, again, preyed upon by by tourists from around the world.
Let me play you another comment, and this is from an anti-trafficking activist you spoke to in Thailand. Take a listen.
Many pedophiles are going through Thailand before getting to another country. Trafficking would be when you are treating a kid like a good, you know, to be traded or to be sold.
So he's talking about Thailand as being sort of a transition country. Is it a source country, a destination? What is Thailand?
It's both. Let me just clarify something. First of all, that's a French intelligence officer in Thailand working with Thai police and with American police and police throughout the region. He could not, for obvious reasons, reveal his name. But he is one of several officers whom I spoke with in Thailand. And what he pointed out is that you have large numbers of people crossing the borders from Burma, Myanmar. You have people crossing from Laos, from Cambodia into Thailand, which is a relatively prosperous country compared to the other countries in the region. They come for various reasons, and they're dragooned into various occupations, some as beggars, some in working in sweatshops. Labor trafficking, by the way, is the preponderance of human trafficking.
According to this State Department report, the human trade, the sex trafficking and labor trafficking that you're talking about, is getting worse. Is from all the people that you've spoken to, do you find that to be true?
Yeah, I found a lot of exasperated people. Who basically, they haven't thrown their hands up, though, in the air. They continue to fight this. But they feel that the Internet has made trafficking more pliable, if you will. And for the traffickers, it's more expedient. They're able to obfuscate or hide their acts a lot easier. And they're able to carry out these transactional acts fairly easily. That is to say, where money changes hands with predators in exchange for children, for boys, for girls, for all types of things. So, yes, I find it to be absolutely true.
Philip Martin is senior investigative reporter at WGBH. He's been looking into sex tourism, sex trafficking in Thailand. He joined us from Hanoi, Vietnam. Philip, thank you so much.
Thank you, Celeste.